set up the prisons and start all the pay. So if you stand a chance,
I will say, and we will say this publicly, is because of the openness, the readiness of the governor of Ghana and of the people of Ghana that you represent to be there for the United Nations in support of the ones who are suffering in the neighboring region.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. We have a large team here. Margaret leading the charge from WHO, you know well. Earthring from WFP, and you just spoke about the board meeting, and you will enjoy that. And of course, we have.
I'm commanded to attend.
a new one, mine. I'm sure they will treat you well in Rome. Of course, Dr. David Navarro is with us, and Tony Bambury is here, and we have the regional director of WHO with us also, and of course. Our colleague who is much closer to you all the time, who represents the country team, and who am I forgetting?
Yeah.
And our colleague who is taking notes. So we are here just to pay tribute again, to tell you a little bit what we have done, and to, of course, hear from you, and I'm sure you have questions, doubts, anything that we can help with in this exchange, we are ready.
Okay. Well, I hope we're pleased at the quick response that has taken place, and we are optimistic and hopeful that we should, working together, be able to contain this outbreak. I've been in touch with the president on the other side, and so I get an update from time to time on what the situation is. We are hopeful that with the response that is going in and the resources and logistics that they are beginning to receive, and then the understanding that people currently have about the disease, which wasn't there in the beginning, you know, then we should be able to see a turnaround. I'm a very optimistic person, and so I don't countenance doomsday scenarios. I'm sure that with the hard work you all are doing together with us, we should be able to contain this disease early. I was in Abuja yesterday, and I conferred with President Jonathan. Of course, Ebola was one of the major things that we spoke about, and we're looking to hold a Heads of State Summit meeting here in Accra on the 6th of November. And so we're going to bring all the heads of states, you know, in to talk about, you know, what they are doing, you know, in their various countries, you know,
preparedness.
And then also get a brief from our three colleagues, you know, on what the challenges are and what some of the problems are. And then also continue our contributions to our sub-regional solidarity fund, the ECOWAS Solidarity Fund. And also to get a briefing from some of the international players, the CDC and others, as to, you know, what we need to look at. So we're planning that for the state. It's going to be a one-day emergency summit. It's a one-agenda item, Ebola the whole day. And they'll arrive in the morning and then leave in the evening. And so I just said I'll mention that to you. We continue in our own small way to help. We dispatch some additional food products, rice, you know, that we had promised to deliver. And I'm sure that is one area we should look at, because the agricultural season is gone. I mean, this outbreak has made it impossible for them to crop the fields, you know, and so certainly, even as we contain the disease, there's going to be a problem of food shortages and supplies. And so whatever help that we can continue to extend, we'll do in our own small way, but we also count on the international community. Guinea has come up. It looks like everybody, because the situation was that bad in Sierra Leone and Liberia, you know, there's been an over-concentration on those two countries. But if we don't, you know, scale up the response in Guinea too, we might start containing it in Sierra Leone and Liberia and then see it spiral out of control in Guinea. And so I thought that you should take note of that. I've not been able to speak to President Conde. I've been trying to get him to find out what the response there is. I met a French team. They came for a political dialogue with us, and I asked them if they could put more resources into Guinea. They have promised to build a treatment center, but I think it needs much more than just a treatment center. I think they should scale up whatever assistance they have. And so if you can use your influence and speak with them, I guess that all of us can apply the right pressure to ensure that they also commit more resources to it.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm sure colleagues will chip in because you raised quite a few interesting questions. Just on the larger question of